Welcome to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or just making healthcare decisions for a loved one who's in their golden years. We're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, we know there's an entire month dedicated to the issue of women's breast cancer awareness in October, but the year-round dedication to detecting breast cancer never stops. In this episode, we're going to talk about how it's not too late to get your mammogram before the end of the year, or we're going to remind you to book one for 2023. But first, founded in Port Charlotte, Florida in 2008 and now headquartered in Fort Myers, Millennium Physician Group has quickly become the leading independent physician group with more than 800 healthcare providers across the Southeast. Services center on primary care and are complemented by specialty care, walk-in centers, radiology and lab services, physician therapy, telehealth, wellness programs, home health, hospital care, and so much more. Nationally recognized as a leader in a value-based care with consistently high levels of physician engagement, Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected health care experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. We also want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at millenniumphysician.com. Our guest today is breast imaging specialist, radiologist, Dr. Catherine Casper. She's with Precision Imaging Centers in Jacksonville, and we are going to have a really, really great conversation today, Dr. Casper.
So excited to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michelle. This is a wonderful opportunity.
It sure is. Tell me all about you. What led you down this path? How did you end up in Jacksonville? And let's learn a lot about you.
So this is actually my second career. My first career was in business. I was in management for a German corporation for 10 years.
Wow.
It was a wonderful company. My boss was wonderful. But toward the end of that 10 years, I started volunteering. So I started doing some volunteers at nursing home and working 911 EMT as well as my full-time position. And from that, I realized that I was getting more satisfaction of what I was doing outside of my management position. So I decided to take a risk and change careers. And I went into medicine, took my 401k out, and just said, here, let's go. So at that time, I went back to school, got all my sciences, went and got my master's degree in biology, and went on from there. One of my very best friends, Lynn, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she was young, so we were in our 30s at that point. And, you know, I hate to put it this way, but I didn't think much of it. She never complained. You know, she went through her lumpectomy and had her treatments and it was done. You know, it was almost like it wasn't that scary. It wasn't that overwhelming, but she handled it very well. That being said, as I'm progressing through medicine, I'm now in my radiology residency. We still kept in touch. I still visit her. I get a phone call from her husband that she had passed away suddenly.
Oh, goodness.
And I was shocked. I mean, I'm heartbroken. And that I was already deciding at that point that I wanted to do breast imaging because of family members and friends that had the experiences and seeing what they went through, that I wanted to try to make a difference. But that really kind of said, you know, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got to do this and figure out how we can do this better. And why was it that she got this so young and now her family is without a mom, you know? So that's basically how I went down this path. And then I went to Mayo Clinic as my fellowship for breast imaging in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. I ended up working in South Carolina for 3 years, building a breast cancer center of excellence there. And then now Josh at Precision Imaging Center talked me into coming to Jacksonville, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. So Precision Imaging Centers, there's four of them in our region up here in Jacksonville. And you work for them now, so that's exciting.
Yes, they have so many new things that are happening and so many exciting opportunities that it made it so easy, an easy decision.
Well, good. All right. So let's talk about numbers about surrounding what you're doing there. So according to the CDC, more than 250,000 people are diagnosed with breast cancer every year. And some may notice an abnormality, you know, in their breast, like a lump. Many have no symptoms at all. So, you know, routine screenings, you know, we all know about self-checks. We're all probably not doing self-checks.
Yes.
But why is screening so very important?
Well, screening is really, really important because, first of all, annual screening is. Mm-hmm. I know there's some conflicting information about when you should get your screening. You should be getting them every year. It's very important because just subtle changes in that we see over the year can find these breast cancers early. So it's actually the only test, mammogram, is the only test that's been shown to reduce breast cancer deaths. They could can detect cancer early before, as you said, before it's even felt. Mm-hmm. We can detect just some subtle changes, just calcifications that make us pursue that. And that would then improve the odds of survival as well as help avoid more extensive treatment from that. The ACR, which is the American College of Radiology, and that's the entity that accredits the breast cancer centers of excellence, which Precision is. Mm-hmm. They recommend that we get annual screening mammograms as well as the American Cancer Society. The reason that that's so important is because as you started out with some statistics, I'm going to tell you, the American College of Radiology recommends that we start at 40.
Okay.
So 1 in 6 breast cancer occur in women in their 40s. Mammography has helped reduce breast cancer mortality in the U.S. by nearly 40%. Wow. Since 1990. Now, this is all information you can find on ACR website as well. One study that they did showed that mammography screening cuts the risk of dying from breast cancer nearly in half. And then 3 out of 4 women diagnosed with breast cancer have no family history of the disease, and there's not a considerable risk for them. Going back to your numbers, breast cancer accounts for about 30% of all new cancer cases in women each year in the United States. So about 13% of those women, 1 in 8 women, so think about your social group, friends, will develop an invasive breast cancer. And that's when it's too late. So basically the screening, you don't want to wait till you feel that or your doctor feels it. You want to get in screening where we can find it when it's small. And then if we find it when it's small, sometimes all you need is that surgery, and minimal treatment. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you wait and it's gone somewhere, your bones, your brain, your liver, that's when it's more extensive. And the treatments can be brutal.
I had a friend who right before COVID found a very tiny lump just under her nipple region, and through her self-exam went through the motions, of getting it taken care of, ended up having the surgery to remove it, and only had to do some radiation follow-up after that. And it's not a death sentence anymore, is it?
No, it isn't. I think the problem too, and I remember, I was probably 8 years old, I'm in my 50s now, but my mother's friend found breast cancer in her lymph nodes. She had young children, and it back then, when I was in the 70s, basically they just don't have the treatments, or didn't have the treatments that they do now, and there's so much more we can do, and there's so many options for the patient too. So let's say you say, I don't want to do this or do that, they can come up with options for you, but it's finding it early that's the key.
Okay.
Because then you can have make those decisions easier, and have the options.
So what about, how did genetics and our environment play into our chances of getting breast cancer?
Well, genetics are basically most women, and everybody has a certain number of genes are predisposed to disease. You are no different than everybody else. 99.9% of someone's genes are the same as your family's, your mother's, your sister's, your relatives. But about 0.1% of genes makes all the difference. That genetic makeup is a wild card. So we might inherit a mutation from our parents that increases our risk of heart disease, cancer, even obesity, diabetes, and things like that. But still, simply just having this variant doesn't automatically mean you're going to get that disease. It doesn't lead to disease. The impact can be large or small. So your environment, your lifestyle, other genetic factors come into play at that. You're probably familiar with a few genes that affect women for breast cancer, like the BRCA. The BRCA 1 and 2. And they notably increase your risk of breast cancer. But there's also and ovarian cancer.
Right. Because I've heard that women who have had breast cancer that have tested positive will go ahead and have a hysterectomy too, to avoid any ovarian issues.
And vice versa. So if you have the ovarian cancer or anything, they'll have mastectomy, double mastectomy.
Okay.
So there's also other ones out there. There's one, BARD1, BARD1, BRIP1. And those are, they still are out there that can pose a smaller risk of breast cancer.
Okay.
But there's many of them. And that we find new ones every day. Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing. It's genetic testing is a deeply personal choice. You don't have to worry about if you're kind of iffy about it, have questions about it. That's something that you can talk to your healthcare provider about. One of the really neat things that we're doing at Precision is that we're offering this genetic testing kit. And that is nowhere that I know of that's in a screening facility that you can walk in.
What is it?
Done. So basically, once you get into our facilities and we figure out that you have maybe just from your history that you give us as you come in, then what we can do is we do the genetic testing there. It's simple. We send it out to get within I think 6 weeks.
Is that like a swab saliva test?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So then once we do that and you get your, it'll tell you your genetic profile. And the beauty of that too is it not only affects you, it affects your siblings, you know, your kids.
My children. Yeah. Yes. My daughters.
Yes. So one of the things when I'm talking to women and saying how important it is for them to get genetic testing, especially when you have some history that makes us think that would help you. One woman said to me when I was telling her about her cancer, she says, well, it's too late for me. And I said, but your children, what if this, you'll find out that maybe you have breast cancer, but your son can get colon cancer or pancreatic cancer or prostate cancer. So it's very important.
Right.
And the other thing that we're doing at Precision is what I think is great too, to help along with that genetic testing is when you do enter your information, when you first come in, it gives us a percentage of your risk of breast cancer that we're doing with that, which helps us figure out if you have a genetic, maybe have a genetic mutation. But that being said, if you are over 20%, you're high risk and you need more screening, and it doesn't start at 40, it starts at 25.
Mm.
So one of the things that I love about this too, is that's right there. I can see it when you come in for your screening and I can talk to you about it. So, and again, it affects your children. So let's say that you have a high risk, then your child most likely, possibly, they still have to do their own numbers, would have a high risk. Every woman should, before the age of 25, find out if they're high risk. And that can be done by your provider. There's tools online. We use the Tyra-Cusick or the IBIS score. Again, if it's over 20%, at 25, you start getting annual screening MRIs. At 30, you get alternating annual screening mammograms and MRIs.
So is this something, I have a 21 and a 23-year-old daughters, right?
Yes.
I know I don't have any family history of breast cancer, but is this something that they can just come in and like schedule an appointment to do?
Well, with the ones that are younger, there is a link online. I've given it to women too. And it's basically, and I wish I had the link with me, but I don't. But it's easy to search an IBIS score or Tyra-Cusick.
Okay.
IBIS is either IBIS. That way you can sit down and go with talk to your family members.
Wow.
Do we have this history? Is this in our family member? A lot of it starts, women don't realize too, most of the cancers come that women have, 70 to 80% are not high risk. So to keep that in mind, that's why screening is so
important. Right. Okay.
But if you do have some kind of family history, it also is affected by when you started your periods, you're exposed to estrogen, how many kids you had, when you had your child. So there's questions that you can get online and ask, as well as your family questions. You can call up your mom and say,
Mom,
you know, did grandma or granddad had this or something?
Right.
So it's very important to do that. So even you'll come in and see me at Precision and I'll know your number.
Right, right.
But your daughters can even do that online.
That's awesome. All right. Our guest is breast imaging specialist, radiologist, Dr. Catherine Casper with Precision Imaging Centers in Jacksonville. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about this. And we're going to go into some advances in the technology and screening. So definitely stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you. Whether you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or just making healthcare decisions for a loved one, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. There is an entire month dedicated to the issues of women's breast cancer awareness, and that's in October. But year-round, this conversation should be happening. Dedication to detecting breast cancer should never stop. In this episode, we are talking with a breast imaging specialist, radiologist, Dr. Catherine Casper with Precision Imaging Centers in Jacksonville. And Dr. Casper, our first segment was great. I mean, we talked about a lot of things about breast cancer. It's not a death sentence anymore.
That's right.
Early detection is key. Self-exams, mammography. What about, and we talked a little bit about genetics, right?
Yes.
But risk factors,
factors. Yes.
These are things that we can't or can avoid.
Most you can't,
yeah.
Unfortunately. As I talked about before, that IBIS score, when you get into that, you're going to see questions and they are based on your risk factors. So when did you start your period? When did you stop your period? How many children have you had? Basically, it's your exposure to estrogen. Have you been on hormones and how long? One of the biggest risk factors, though, is just getting older.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, you know, women have a general risk, basically an average risk factor. And then again, we talked about you could be higher risk factor based on these things. Smoking has been shown. Alcohol has been shown. There's done just some random studies here and there. Obesity, unfortunately, is. So it's all about taking care of yourself. And
right.
Those are things you can change. a lot of you can't, but when you can, it's good because, like I said, getting older is the reason, one of the major reasons that you're exposed to breast cancer.
Yeah, our primary care physicians, whether they're internal medicine or family medicine, are always saying movement.
Yes.
You know, diet, you know, just keep moving.
Taking care of yourself.
And just taking care of yourself so that you don't go down this path later on in life.
It's so easy. We kind of touched about this on the break, but it's so easy for us to say, well, I don't have time.
Mm.
Life is just in the way, or there's no way I can get to it.
Yes.
But it's so important to do. Some of the things that we were talking about with the statistics, too. Again, at Precision Imaging Centers, we're all about early detection. What is interesting is while breast cancer in young women is rare, it is the most common type of breast cancer in women ages from 15 to 39.
Ugh.
So if you think about it, you don't start screening until you're 40.
Right.
So then that one of the things is that's why it's so crucial for us to make sure that we figure out if you are high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that high risk being over 20% using those modalities. There's many different types of scoring out there. Tyrer-Cuzick and IBIS or IBIS is the most comprehensive. So that's the reason to do. In July, the National Comprehensive Cancer Center came out with the latest breast cancer screening and diagnostic guidelines, and they recommended that women should first undergo a breast cancer screening assessment at age 25. So that's what we were talking
about. Yep.
And then annual mammograms starting at 40 if they are not high risk. Okay. Early detection offers the greatest chance of reducing deaths from breast cancers, as we mentioned. And they also, when you have high risk, if we add that screening MRI exam, MRI exams are the gold standard. They're the most, basically most sensitive. They're over 90% sensitive for breast cancers.
Mm.
Almost some of them think 99%.
Does it matter about dense breasts versus non-dense?
So dense breasts, especially in the last few years, that's gotten a lot of publicity, and it should. Because dense, when you have a mammogram, it's great, but it's only, I think they say 67% or 70% sensitivity. So sensitivity means how well can we find those breast cancers?
Okay.
When it's dense, something can be hiding in there.
Right.
Which is why if you get it, your annual screening mammograms every year, and we can see that subtle change, it's so much more beneficial. Or we see these tiny calcifications that are new. So that's definitely the case. And it has been, everyone who has dense breasts should be getting a letter explaining things to them in the mail. It's a national.
Is that the only time, like if I go in for my mammogram, will it tell me if I have dense breasts after my mammogram?
It will. It will be on the report. Put on the report.
Okay.
So heterogeneously dense is dense and extremely dense is dense. Okay. Scattered is just scattered.
Okay.
And then there's almost entirely fatty is the other term they use, but there's no density. But you can't feel that. So you can't say, well, I know some women are like, well, I feel like I have a really dense breast. Amazingly, those women may not.
Huh.
Or you feel a lot of stuff going on. Oh, I have lumpy, bumpy breasts.
Right. So what are they feeling?
Honestly, sometimes it's just cysts. You still can have scattered tissue.
Okay. Yeah.
You have something in there. Or there's a lot. As you get older, the fat goes away, but there's a lot of fat in there. You
know? Mm-hmm. I notice if I gain weight, I gain it in my breast.
You ran a breast.
Yeah.
But that being said, the crazy thing is when, as you get older, as we're looking at your screening mammograms, that dense tissue, which is all the tissue that I always tell women, that's the tissue that you're, how you feed your babies, the milk ducts. And that's where the cancer start. As you get older, you lose that. So you get more fatty tissue in the breast.
Mm.
It's just that, you know, if feeling and everything is not something that I hear a lot of people want to do or they do on their own, but they should.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about, and I can easily ask you this because it's happening in life now, perimenopause, menopause, are we going to feel differences in our breasts during that time of life?
Absolutely. So as you're younger, you're going to feel, some women are going to feel masses when they're younger. I tell everyone, never blow anything off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women are like, I've had this forever. And that's a comforting thought. But we never want to blow something off that seems new or if you not sure.
Right.
Is this the same place? But as you get older, things change. So one of the things that women can feel cysts are benign. I call them like a water balloon. It's just a sack of fluid. And you can feel those. Those can be affected from caffeine a lot of times. And if less chocolate, you can get rid of those. But sometimes you can't. So you may feel different things in your breast, and I want you to come in and make sure you're okay. I keep telling patient, I don't care how many times you come in, if you find something new, let's look at it. But that kind of stuff is you're changing and going through different portions of your life. The cysts usually, as you get older, we see less cysts, you see less tissue in there,
mm-hmm.
Your exam's different. But I'd still rather you come in and check and say, why is this different?
Well, it'd be great. I don't think anyone's ever taught me how to do a breast exam.
Yes.
You know, you can get the little hanger, yes, that you put in your shower, and you know, you go up and down and maybe, mm-hmm, round and round. So I mean, it'd be awesome to like be able to come see you and say, how do I do a proper, especially for my young girls?
Well, let me tell you, we have patients, and my techs are wonderful. They will show, I'm at the beach location as well as Gate. I go different places to work, but for Precision. But they will tell them, women will ask them, I don't know how to do that. And they tell them, you should be doing your breast exams, and this is how. Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
That's great. All right. So let's talk about some of the newest technology. So, you know, we know mammography, we know it's there. What are some other ways that you are, or other technologies you're using to detect breast cancer?
Well, one of the best things that came out a few years ago was tomosynthesis, or 3D mammograms. Those 3D mammograms, we kind of can just scan through the breast. So instead of seeing a picture, a solid picture, we can scan through and say, is that real? Is there overlapping tissue? Or is that really a mass? Or is that something that's new? So I can go back and look at your one before, a mammogram last year, and look at this mammogram and say, gosh, I don't know if that was there.
Does that still require the flattening and all that?
Yes, okay. Still compression. No fun stuff. It still requires that. But that's a fantastic thing. And there are some centers that still don't offer that. So, mm-hmm, we do offer that. It's the primary, that's our standard of care.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
The other thing that, as I talked about, MRIs are the gold standard. We want MRI exams for anyone who's high risk, or we use it as a kind of a diagnostic tool if someone's worried about something or feeling something too, especially if they're something's new and concerned, we can't see something that we're worried about on mammogram or ultrasound. MRIs are a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. The reason they're so good is because they show us blood flow. Mm-hmm. So when I was explaining, you need both a mammogram and an ultrasound, or mammogram, sometimes an ultrasound, and an MRI when you're high risk. It's because we want to follow you every 6 months. The mammogram is going to show me calcifications. I can't see those on MRI. The MRI is going to show me blood flow. So cancers use blood flow. That's how they grow. I call it feeding it, right? They actually create their own blood vessels called angiogenesis. So we're looking for any changes in blood flow, and then we can find them easier. That being said, we have an abbreviated MRI too. So it's not as long, but it's really good for women that are what we call the intermediate risk, or we're trying to problem solve on something, that it's a shorter exam. Maybe you have dense breasts and you're concerned about something, and it's not as long as the MRI. The gold standard MRI is a little bit longer. We still like those for high-risk women. But the abbreviated MRI is wonderful because it's quick. We can get a quick look and say, is there any blood flow that looks abnormal, and then go from there.
Is the MRI in a tube? I mean, because you have those patients who will not do a tube.
Yes, and we have the open MRI too, which is good.
So very nice.
A lot of women that are claustrophobic, and they haven't liked that. So the open MRI helps with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other things that we can do to help you, especially if they're high risk and they need the MRI. It's beneficial for them to help them get through that MRI. One of the other things that they, like I said, the genetic kit that, mm-hmm, that we're getting, the genetic testing is brand new, you know, and that we're getting that done. We also can do all the different types. For instance, there are some freestanding radiology centers. You go in and you get your screening, but then they can do nothing more. They have to send you somewhere. We can do everything from diagnosing it to, we can do the biopsies, all of the biopsies, MRI, and stereotactive, any kind of biopsy we need to, and diagnose it. And that's great because
that is great.
Don't need the stress of knowing they got called back, but we can't. We can't finish it. And mm-hmm. We can get you through the whole process.
Yeah, that is huge, I think, because it just, the burden, the stress, just the anxiety from all of that. You want to know if there's something happening, and you want to know right away.
Yes. And I think one of the things too that's great, and women can get in and get their screeners, and we read it quickly. Now, we screening mammograms and don't need to be read for 30 days. According to the ACR, that's your time limit. But we get it in within the week, usually. We get everything turned around right away. So your screen is turned around, your diagnostics, we get you in for your biopsies as soon as possible. So it's not a process that you have to wait for. And that, I think, is essential.
That is.
The stress that causes women to wait and worry about.
I agree. I have a conversation with my friend who had breast cancer, and I'm like, you know, what's it? Not knowing.
Yes.
You know, it sends him. And she's so open about talking about it. But I was like, what was the process, the mindset, you know, and it's so, I can only imagine how terrifying it is.
And you know what? So many women have so many different points of view to it. So a lot of them are in denial. They say this can't be happening. I was talking earlier this morning to someone about, I had one woman and we're still close, but she was older, and she said, when I had to tell her that she had breast cancer, she said, I don't have time for this.
Mm.
You know, but that one of the things that we see is all different kinds of reactions. What is great is that you, when just from me coming from a different background, and I think anybody that's in this field and see what we see, it's a different approach. We want you to come in and be our family member. We're going to take care of you, and we're going to love on you, and we're going to help you. If it's your first screening mammogram, or you've done it for 40 years, if you have your first biopsy, or you have to come back for something, we're going to make sure that you are as comfortable as possible and you get through everything. It's scary, and I understand that. And we are there to help you and make it. And we're going to try to change that from being a scary situation to the best it can be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Our guest today is breast imaging specialist, radiologist, Dr. Catherine Casper from Precision Imaging Centers in Jacksonville. And I want to talk about mobile mammography. So the buses, you know, you see them around town, you see a lot of blood buses, but you also see a lot of mammogram buses.
Yes.
The importance of that. Let's talk about that.
Important. So one of the things that, and what I love about this, and our mobile mammography goes everywhere. So if we can find a place that we can go and park for that day and find people, there are so many people that can't get out. Mm-hmm. They can't go, they can't travel. They don't have the vehicles to get where they need to go. And a lot of people too, that just aren't aware, you know, and they see a bus and they come in, they walk in and they see us there. The outreach is amazing. And we are finding cancers in women that those people, I'm not going to go to drive to Precision, but if that's there, I'll walk in and get it.
Right. Yeah.
It's so important. So, and I think too, just the fact that we will go other and find people and help people wherever we can, I think that is huge. So one of the things we were talking about too is just going in into a parking in a doctor's office, a millennial, and then they can, it's easy for them. They can schedule everything that day.
Yes.
But the other thing too is going to, you know, nursing homes or something where we can reach people that just don't have the ability to go.
Yeah. Easily. And they, I mean, especially in the rural areas too,
absolutely.
We've had your bus out to our office in McClenny.
Yes.
You know, and they'll schedule a full day of patients who need this service.
Yes.
But there's not a center nearby.
No, and it's difficult for them to, that would be, it's not on the top of a lot of people's list as it is, but if you don't have access easily to it, or you can't get to it, you're not going to do it. And it's so important, as we've talked about.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. But Dr. Catherine Casper with Precision Imaging Centers will stick around. We're going to continue our conversation. We're going to learn more about what Precision does in addition to this wonderful breast imaging that they do there. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group, will be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we are talking about healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're making healthcare decisions for a loved one. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, an entire month, the month of October, is dedicated to the issues of women's breast cancer awareness, but the year-round dedication to detecting breast cancer should never stop. In this episode, we are talking with breast imaging specialist, radiologist, Dr. Catherine Casper. She's with Precision Imaging Centers, and in Jacksonville, you have several locations, and we'll get to all the digits and all that later on. But Dr. Casper, I mean, we have really touched on the importance of screening and detection and the tools that you use. But I think we left out one important group, the men.
Yes.
And men get breast cancer too. And I don't want to leave out that very important fact.
No, actually, breast cancer in men is rare. It's only about 1%, but it is, we've seen it, you know, and we see it enough. One of the things that men usually, they don't do breast exams, but we find when the men find their cancers, it's more aggressive at that point.
Mm-hmm. How do they detect it? Same thing?
Same
They're
thing.
Just like...
But the sad thing is that because they don't get screened, they find it at a more advanced and more aggressive stage. So, and that's why it's still important for men to know that if you have family history of that too, men can get the BRCA gene and they can have family history. So they, being aware of that, unfortunately we're not going to screen because it's such a rare thing. They're not going to get screened. So just knowing that you feel something new, a lot of the times when men feel something new, it can be a benign thing, gynecomastia, maybe a lymph node, something like that. But you never want to blow that off because like I said, once you men find it or get too concerned about it, or their wife gets concerned about it, it's usually in a more advanced stage.
Yeah, and you probably have to do the MRI testing for them.
Yeah. Well, they will come in, they actually could just get a regular screening, diagnostic mammogram, but a regular mammogram.
Okay.
Okay. And then an ultrasound if needed, but that, the because their breast tissue, they don't have breast tissue, it's fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So remember we talked about the different types of dense tissue. Men don't have that, so it's really pretty easy to see when they get it. So we will most likely get an MRI once they have, if they have the diagnosis, because we want to see extent of disease. But for the most part, it's pretty straightforward with men. It's just the fact that they don't get screeners.
Yeah, so they just need to know their yes. their genetic
yes
background.
Genetic background. And if they're feeling something new, don't blow off and say, oh, I don't know, this is nothing. Don't
okay, men, this. Just listen in.
That's right.
All right, so what about older women? So regardless of their family history, and you know, what if you're over 65? Are you just, is that something you're still looking at for
yes.
older women?
Yes. So one of the things that a lot of women just, there was a lot where I came from in South Carolina, there was a lot of more older women that came into my center and they were saying, I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore. Mm. But 70 to 80% of the women that get breast cancer are older. Mm. And it's just, no genetic mutation, no family history, you know, and they would be shocked by that. Now, the cancers may not be as aggressive, but when you're older, you don't want to do those chemo and the radiation and the, you know, all the treatments for that. That's why it's important to keep doing your screening.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're healthy and your comorbidities aren't something that's overwhelming, go in and get those because, the earlier we find this cancer, the better it is for you.
Well, and we're living longer.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, my grandmother's 96. Well, I don't think she gets a mammogram anymore, but, right. you know, she's 96.
And you know what? And they're living well longer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're doing probably a lot of them do more than I do.
Right. I think 70 is the new 60, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, so it's just important. If you are healthy, and especially when you're older, it's important to keep doing the screenings.
Yeah. So, all right, let's refresh. Okay. Let's summarize the screenings. So who should be screened and when?
Yes. So very important. Start at 40 if you're of average risk. Again, to find out your risk, you IBIS score online. You can do that. Talk to your doctors. Come in and see us. But you start at 40 every year. Get your screening mammogram as well as do your self-exams. If you're of higher risk, at 25, you start getting MRIs, and that means you're 20% lifetime risk of breast cancer. At 25, you start annual MRIs. At 30, you start MRIs and mammograms once a year, and we kind of go every 6 months. We spread it out. Remember, too, that there's a lot of things that play into your breast cancer. Being older is one of them. So it's not the fact that you may have no family history, but it's just a fact that you're older. Mm-hmm. But also keep in mind that in this, when you're doing your IBIS score for the younger women too, you should do that before you're 25. It's your reproductive history, how many children you've had, having dense breasts, as we talked about, is very important. You may not feel that. You may not know that. You only know that if you have a mammogram. So you won't feel that you have dense breasts. Personal history, family history. One of the biggest things too is if you've had previous radiation therapy when you were young. So if you had Hodgkin's lymphoma or something like that and had radiation therapy, that's one thing to remember. And there's all that list is basically things that you can't change necessarily.
Right.
But if you've taken hormones, if you are overweight, smoking, alcohol, that can increase.
Yeah. Birth control doesn't fall into that
Birth control does.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things too with women that get older is that we take not only hormone therapy, but I was recommended by my doctor that you can still take a low dose estrogen. So we are still taking hormones. Mm. So keep that in mind. You know, even though you're getting older and you say, well, I'm just taking this for my menopause or symptoms that go down, that can increase your
Okay. All right.
But very important, get your screening mammograms. Find out if you're high risk. If you are high risk, then we should be screening you earlier because we want to find these cancers early. Real quick, I'm going to explain breast cancer. What we're taught at Mayo Clinic, where I studied at Scottsdale, breast cancer starts as normal disease or normal tissue. I'm sorry. Back up. Breast cancer starts as normal tissue. Mm-hmm. It becomes atypical. Okay. At that point, that's not cancer, but that's when I want to find it because all you need is surgery. At some point, that can turn into DCIS, which is ductal carcinoma in situ. That's the early cancer, okay? And then invasive cancer. So remember we said 1 out of 8 women will have invasive cancer in their lifetime. We don't want to find it when it's invasive. That's when it can go to your lymph nodes, can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
We want to find it at the atypia stage when it's not cancer and I can just do a surgery, or where it is the DCIS or the early cancer.
So which one is stage one?
Stage one can be, you can have stage one in the DCIS,
okay.
where it's non-invasive. It's also, you can, a really early invasive cancer. So it's just in that area where we found it. So, but again, it's subtle changes that we see in mammograms. Something that's that we see from year to year, we can compare. That's how we're going to find those early cancers or new little calcifications. And that's how we're going to say, look, that could be an early cancer. You're not going to feel it. At that point, nobody's going to realize that they even have it. Mm-hmm. They say, well, I'm not feeling anything. How did I have cancer? Because we found it early.
Is a year too long to go in between?
Not if you're doing your breast exams. Okay, so very important to do your breast exams. If you're ever feeling anything new, you should not blow it off. As we kind of talked before, we're all busy, and mm-hmm. We just don't have time, and mothers don't have time to take care of themselves,
right?
Or taking care of their kids. I'm guilty of that myself. But that being said, you don't blow it off. Remember, it's the earlier we find it that we reduce morbidity and mortality. So let's come in and see us, and then we can know. Because you're your best doctor. I tell every patient that. You're your best doctor. You're going to find something before I even see it on a mammogram sometimes.
Is self-exams, is that something we should be doing once a month, twice a month, every time we're in the shower? I mean, what do you recommend?
So basically, we've always said, you kind of want to do it at the same time, every month, kind of feeling something new. I have women that do it. Remember, when you're young and you still have your hormone influence, you're still having your cycle, your breasts will change within that month. So that can kind of drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, it doesn't hurt to do it as often as possible. But realize when you're younger and you're feeling kind of new things, you're like, what is this? Well, again, if you drink a lot of caffeine and you have if you have exposure to, not exposure, if you drink caffeine or you're to have chocolate.
Chocolate. I know. I was trying not to go the chocolate word. I wasn't going the chocolate word. I was like, no, not the chocolate word.
It's the caffeine and stuff that's in it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that can cause you to sometimes have cysts can get big, and those are benign, but you don't know. So
yeah.
Just kind of be aware of it.
Okay. All right. What are our takeaways?
So takeaway, screening mammograms every year, very important. Find out if you're high risk. If you are high risk, if you're over 20%, then we should be doing more exams. We should do supplementary imaging, not only the screening mammograms. Self-exams are crucial. You're your best doctor if you're mm-hmm. something new. And don't fall into the trap of saying, I don't have any family history. This can't be that. Or if you feel something new or something bothers you, come in. Because a lot of people deny that can't be, or this is just, I heard on the radio that because you're getting a COVID vaccine that you get lymph nodes. It's got to be a lymph node. Because a lot of times women found their cancer just from thinking, maybe this is this.
But mm-hmm.
they looked at it. They
okay.
checked it out. So it's important to do that.
That is important. All right. Dr. Catherine Casper with Precision Imaging Centers. You guys have locations across
everywhere.
The First Coast. So precisionimagingcenters.com is the best resource for that. But what other service? I've used Precision before in the past when I've needed my knee looked at. What other services do you do?
We offer everything as the radiology spectrum goes, CTs, MRIs, X-rays, mammograms. Again, doing the genetic testing, we offer that now. Now, that's rare to have in a standalone mm-hmm. facility. Again, we can do the biopsies that need to be done for breast. We can do all the biopsies if they need to have one. When you get on precisionimagingcenters.com, you can see the whole array of what we offer, and you can also schedule what you need.
That was my next question. Do you have to have a referral to come in?
Not for screening mammograms. So
okay.
Keep that in mind. You can walk in for a screening mammogram. For the other modalities,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you need one.
Yeah, I needed one for my knee check.
Yes. But we can make it, we can help you.
Yeah.
We can make it happen.
And I got mine, I think, at like 6:30 in the morning. I mean, the
yes.
hours are
incredible.
Very awesome for people who are working with kids. There's
yes.
a lot of available times.
Some of the precision centers are open late, 11 o'clock. Some are 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So look online and see what we can do. So we're flexible. And I know even there's women that have come in and said to me, well, I feel something, but I'm at work. We'll do whatever we can do to help.
That's awesome. And then also look for the bus, maybe
yes.
in a community that that is underserved, that, and we had a bus out to one of our events that I had at one of our offices back in September, and they were fantastic. They were so
wonderful.
Friendly. And it was funny because the event itself got rained out, but the staff at our office, they all went and had their mammogram done because it had been over a year and they hadn't had it done.
Well, and the woman who works with me in the bus, because I read all those imagings as well, she is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good with patients, and she really gets out there and does what she needs to do, and she's really good at what she does.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful resource for
it
our
is.
Community too.
It is.
All right, breast imaging specialist radiologist Dr. Catherine Casper with Precision Imaging Centers. Go to precisionimagingcenters.com. Also, their phone number is 904-996-8100. Thank you so much for being
Thank
a guest
you,
today.
You're
I appreciate
wonderful.
You. It
I
was,
love that we got
I learned
done.
So much, and I really appreciate your time.
Perfect. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The conversation will continue next time on Medicare Connect Radio. Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. We want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at millenniumphysician.com. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. Have a great day.